Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are quartet and melodious. Just another ordinary, extraordinary day in the city. Why, you ask? I'll let the TV reporter give you the exciting news.
That's right, narrator. Yes, sir, this little old town is turning 100 years young and throwing itself a huge centennial party. And no centennial would be complete without a barbershop quartet song competition. You heard me right. The most melodious and exciting singing style there is.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Charlie? Skadabidodo, bum bum, skadabidodo, do 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 do. Bum bum bum, skadodobido.
Oh, my poor ears. Stop that at once.
I thought it sounded quite melodious.
Boss, the town is having a singing competition at the centennial celebration.
And I should care because?
It's not just any singing competition. It's a competition to see who is the best barbershop quartet.
What? We're villains. We don't belong at a town event.
But, boss, please?
No. Besides, we don't have enough members to form a barbershop quartet.
And the winners of the singing competition will get to join the mayor on stage as he rolls out the town's famous 100-year-old cheese wheel.
This perfectly preserved piece of cheese has been completely untouched for 100 years. This is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
How many in a quartet? Four, right? One...
two.
Three. Oh, four. A perfect quartet.
Holy mustache wax! A barbershop quartet contest! This town is getting edgy, and I like it.
You think we'll be able to get tickets for the show, Dad?
We won't need tickets because we're going to enter that barbershop quartet contest.
Yeah!
All right! Wonderful!
Honey, dust off our seersucker suits and straw hats.
Way ahead of you, dear.
Back at the lab, the Two Brains Quartet are hard at work practicing for the show.
Well, half of them are hard at work.
La 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 la.
Success! Hey, you two, get over here. We no longer need to practice because I have just created a device that will guarantee us a victory. If you practice and try hard, you might win. But if you cheat, you always win.
Isn't the expression, cheaters never win?
Hold all questions till after my ray demonstration. Now, once the competing quartet is on stage performing, I just zap them with this ray, and it turns their singing voices from melodious to awful.
Huh?
It makes their good singing sound bad.
I don't know, boss. We've been practicing really hard, and we're getting pretty good. Listen.
Yeah, we're gonna cheat with my ray. Zap me, and I'll show you how it works.
Figaro, zap me.
me now.
Oh, I can't, boss. Your voice, it's too beautiful.
I said let me have it.
I can't, boss.
Who pays your check? You work for me.
But your voice is gorgeous.
Make with the zapping now.
Don't make me do it, boss.
Zap me, zap me, zap me, zap me.
No, no, no.
Zap me.
No.
Zap me.
Okay.
The drown's rare and delicious.
Cheese whopper.
Do, re,
mi,
fa,
so. Ha! Practice does make perfect.
Yeah, honey, you're getting better. Definitely more melodious than before. So, we've got a really neat idea for you.
Is it my own solo?
Sort of. You know what's even more fun than singing?
Nothing.
Nope. Managing. It's great. You get to be in charge of sign-ups, filling out forms, making sure our ties are straight, everything.
Yeah, that sounds fun, but no. We're a quartet. A quartet is four. I couldn't let you down like that. Wow.
Really, really good, Bob.
Yeah, so good.
Wow, that was incredible. Well, I guess Bob makes four, so say hello to your new manager.
And after countless hours of practice, the Big Barbershop Quartet Showdown has arrived! Yeah, yeah, woo! Hey, I'm excited too, you know?
Now, everyone, settle down. I know we're all excited to hear some of the town's favorite brand of music, so I'll be brief. 100 years. Where has the time gone? Oh! And here's the county fair of 1901. And here's the county fair today. It's the same. And here's the bank. And, look, a dog from the old days. That dog must be, dead now. And there's my, uncle. Look at that hat. And with a little bit of hard work of...
Hey, I didn't pay for this! Hey, geez!
To the Barbershop Quartet songs!
All right, I'm getting to that. Okay, but first, don't you want to see what the groups are competing for?
Cheese!
I give you...
Cheese! The cheese wheel!
You guys... I am humbled to be performing with the Botsford Four tonight.
I'm so nervous, honey.
Me too.
Well, don't be. I'm pretty sure we're the only team with a singing monkey.
And a manager.
Who is on the ball. Great. Now, let's warm up. Kikoki, Kikoki,
Kikoki. Dr. Two Brains. Hey, Dr. Two Brains. What you looking at?
Nothing. Nothing at all. A nice day for a barbershop quartet showdown,
Yeah, quite a nice big hunk of cheese, huh?
Oh, I hadn't noticed it. Cheese isn't really my thing.
Really? Okay, well, nice seeing ya. Better keep an eye on him.
Let's give a warm welcome to the Botsford Four!
Holy clock hands, where did they go? Time moves so fast.
Very melodious. Not for long.
Town is so great, but you all know we've come so far.
Oh, Bob, such a ham.
Grow. Holy blue skies.
Oh, right. Okay, Dr. Two Brains.
Yes. So fine. Makes me think that.
I knew it.
One thing's for sure.
I still think we could have beat them without cheating.
Stop right there, Two Brains.
The smell is so strong.
That's why we
sing a song, trying to get it back.
I love this town.
It's so beautiful.
I get too excited when I have to yell.
Hey, what happened? We were really cooking there.
What's going on?
Mayor, Dr. Two Brains is cheating. He made a ray that makes everyone else sing out of tune so that he can win and take all of the first place cheese for himself.
Yep. Says right here in the rule book, no rays that make people sing bad are allowed. Plus, you're not even a quartet. One, two, three.
And four. I have two brains. Ha! Got you on a technicality.
Well, you're still disqualified for cheating. Take them away, boys.
Wait. Will you please let us sing our song? We worked so hard on it, and, well, it would mean a lot to Charlie and me.
I can't say no to barbershop quartet songs. Go right ahead.
Dum, dum, dum,
sometimes when I'm down, my town, my town, I think about this whole town, my town, my town. And then I'm happy as a clown, because I know I've got my own town. The people are friendly, they wave and smile.
Melodious song I've ever heard.
Thanks, I think.
Allow me. Melodious is when something sounds pleasant. Like your song. It was very melodious because it had a nice melody.
Yes, it sure was. Too bad you cheated, or you probably would have won. Which brings us to the moment we've all been waiting for. I am pleased to announce that the winner is the Botsford Four! Roll it out!
No!
Congratulations to the Botsford Four!
Oh, see you in 100 years, cheese wheel.
And so, even though Dr. Two Brains lost his one and only chance to taste the best cheese ever, his henchmen finally got to share their melodious singing voices. Join us next time for another stupendous episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is stench. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily.
A stench is a dangerous gas, like they showed in the clips.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Anyone else? Tommy.
Clearly a stench is a sidekick, like Huggy. Huggy is a stench.
I'm sorry, that too is incorrect. Yes, Phil.
I know the definition of stench.
That's great. What is it?
A stench is a strong and disgusting smell, like rotten eggs, or garbage, or my baby brother's diapers. P.U.
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl huge gantic fan! Perfect to blow away even the worst of stenches! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on
May I Have a Word!
Word Girl!
Hey kids, today's featured words are boost and tempting. One evening, Mr. Big looks out over the city skyline.
Leslie?
Yes, Mr. Big.
I own everything in the world I could possibly want, except one thing.
The Mega Boing Trampoline.
Ever since I was a little boy, I've wanted a trampoline, and this is clearly the greatest trampoline ever made. I need it, Leslie. Buy me the Mega Boing Trampoline immediately. Boing, boing, boing.
Unfortunately, the Mega Boing isn't for sale, sir. There's only one of them, and you have to win it. It's the grand prize for the annual Fair City Scouts granola bar sale.
You mean there's something in the world I can't buy?
Afraid so, sir.
Fair City Scouts? Ew. Those friendly kids who wear the uniform?
And go on camping trips and sell granola bars. Yes, sir. They're the only ones who can win the Mega Boing Trampoline.
Then I guess it's time for Mr. Big to pay the Fair City Scouts a visit.
The next day after school...
I'm so glad
glad you decided to join our Fair City Scout troop, Becky.
Explain to me again what exactly we do, besides wearing these very spiffy uniforms.
Oh, the Fair City Scouts are an after-school club for boys and girls that does all sorts of fun stuff. Camping, scavenger hunts, museum visits.
Art projects.
Scary ghost stories.
Bird watching.
And extra scary ghost stories. Ooh.
I'm scared.
Woo! Well, those all sound pretty tempting. I'm glad I joined. Not bad, Bob.
Mrs. Ripley, our gym teacher, is the troop leader.
Good afternoon, Fair City Scouts! Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time to say the Fair City Scout motto.
It's time to say the Fair City Scout motto!
Community for everyone! Fun without a
doubt!
Dignity!
Spirit!
We're Fair City Scouts!
Yeah!
City Scouts!
All right. I call this meeting of the Fair City Scouts Troop 865 to order. And a very special welcome to our newest members, Becky and Bob Botsford! Yeah!
Hi, everyone.
It's that time of year again, Fair City Scouts. Time for the annual Fair City Scouts Granola Bar Fundraiser!
Aww.
Now, kids, the annual granola bar sale is very important to our troop. Every granola bar you sell, the troop earns a little bit of money for all the fun things we get to do.
So the more granola bars we sell, the more fun adventures we can go on?
That's right. And there's one other thing. The troop that sells the most granola bars in the country will win. Are you ready? Because here it comes. A Mega Boing Trampoline! The greatest trampoline in the entire world!
Oh, tempting.
Give it to me, it's mine.
That's what tempting means. If something is tempting, it's something you want really badly. So badly you can't help trying to get it. Wow, tempting trampoline.
But Mrs. Ripley, our troop never sells the most granola bars.
Yeah, we'd have to boost our sales by a whole lot to win that trampoline.
That's why I've brought in a new special troop leader to help boost our sales. The city's number one business person, the guy who can sell anything to anyone, Mr. Big!
Fair City Scouts of Troop 865, my name is Big, Mr. Big, and I'm here today to tell you about a little thing I like to call sales. Now, can any of you tell me what I'm holding?
That's a granola bar.
No, not just a granola bar. You're not selling average, boring, run-of-the-mill granola bars. You, my fellow Fair City Scouts, are selling dreams. Tempting, delicious, granola-filled dreams. If someone orders one granola bar, ask, why not five? If they order five, ask, why not 15? You're not going door to door. You're going soul to soul, sale to sale. Eye contact, firm handshake, sell the crunch. That's the Fair City Scout spirit. Now, if you work hard and use the skills I've just taught you, I guarantee you'll boost your sales.
Boost?
Boost means to raise up or increase.
That's right.
Why, you're a regular word girl.
Who, me? No, not a word girl.
Anyway, if you sell the most granola bars and really boost your sales, you'll soon be boosting your jumping ability with a new Mega Boing Trampoline. Now get your granola bars, get out there and sell! Sell! Sell!
That was some speech.
Yeah, that's some trampoline.
I have a question. I want to know why you, Mr. Big, known criminal mastermind, are suddenly so interested in helping the Fair City Scouts.
Becky! That accusatory tone is no way for a baby bear to speak to a special troop leader.
Oh, no, no. I understand Becky's concern. I have a reputation for, bending the rules, and I just want to assure you both that I am here to help the Fair City Scouts achieve their goals. It's my way of giving back to the community.
So this isn't all some big malicious plan?
Not at all.
Okay, but I have a friend. friend whose cousin has a sister with the neighbor who's an acquaintance of Word Girl. Just so you know.
Well, I hope Word Girl buys a whole box of our granola bars.
Come on, Bob. Bye, Dad. I'm going to school.
Bye, honey. Have a great day. Great crunchy salvation! Mint Supreme Fair City Scout granola bars. Oh, well, I've got to have one of those.
So I'm asking you, imagine a world without granola bars. A colorless world, bleak and unflavorful.
Thankfully, there is an alternative.
We've got all five flavors. Mint Supreme, Fudge and More Fudge, Turbo Walnut, Choco Delight, and Fern. Some of you may be hesitant to try the Fern, but trust me, it's a flavor not to be missed.
Zach, oh. You ate all of them?
I know, honey. I'm sorry.
I understand, Dad. Those granola bars are tempting.
And the troop, with this year's highest sales, winners of the Mega Boing Trampoline.
Woodview Elementary's Troop 865.
You see, kids, when you work hard and you believe in yourself, sometimes you can walk away with the grand prize. You're going to love your new trampoline.
Mega
boing, 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 boing.
We're so proud of you, honey. I don't know how you were able to sell so many granola bars.
Well, actually, you ate a fair share of them, Dad.
What can I say? I'm powerless against the tempting taste of Mint Supreme granola.
Where's Mr. Big?
These scouts boosted their sales by 500%! And so, it is with great pride that I present to the Fair City Scouts of Woodview Elementary their very own Mega Boing Trampoline!
It's gone!
Oh, no! You bummer!
The trampoline was right there this morning. Where could it have gone?
Okay, Bob, I think we both know what's going on here. Ready to fight a little crime?
Meanwhile, up on the rooftop of Mr. Big Industries...
I did it, Leslie! I'm tempted to stay here pouncing forever!
Whoopee!
Whoopee, indeed, sir.
Hold it! Right there, Mr. Big!
Hello, Monkey Man.
This trampoline belongs to the Fair City Scouts!
Of course it does!
Word Girl!
But I have it! I win! I steal! I'm Miss Big!
Well, I'm here to let you know there are consequences for your actions! Huggy, now!
Leslie, defeat that monkey pronto!
Hiya!
I understand!
Karate chop!
That keeping this trampoline is a tempting idea!
Kung Fu attack!
But you've got to give it back! That's strange.
You'll never catch me!
Leslie?
Huggy?
Sir!
Word Girl!
Dad? I mean, Drat!
Going down.
Huggy, grab some trampoline springs!
I'm sorry, Fair City Scouts. I guess all your hard work was for nothing.
Hey, Fair City Scouts! Look what I found!
No!
Girl? Hello, Word Girl.
Hey, wait for me!
Across town, Mr. Big and Leslie are wearing a different type of uniform. Prison uniforms. Hey, you two. I'm going to go play on a trampoline. Isn't that a tempting proposition?
Leave me alone.
Oh, come on. I'm just trying to boost your spirits. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word stench. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess so.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for stench. Any guesses, Phil?
TJ is definitely running from a skunk, and skunks are known for their stench. So number three.
That's correct, Phil. You're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. A year's supply of stench be gone perfume. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is food, because I love food. I love pasta, I love mashed potatoes, I love corn, I love chicken, I love candy.
My favorite word is acting. I love this word because acting is one of the many things that I love to do. Whenever I am acting or on a stage, I feel like I can do absolutely anything. When I grow up, I hope to become an extremely famous actress so I can show the world my gift.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what chipper means. That's right. Chipper means to feel really happy and peppy. Congratulations, Huggy.